Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Hey, good to catch up with David every fortnight on The Drive-Thru. How are you, David?
Yeah, g'day, Pete. Good afternoon. Good to be with you again. Nice and clear skies here. I don't know about you there.
Oh, stunning weather. Absolutely beautiful. Good mate, one of the most, I guess, controversial in many terms, subjects that we can talk about is the Big Bang, accepted by most people on both sides of the scientific fence, if you like, about the existence of the Big Bang and what it was. But I've never heard this asked before, David, talking about what happened before the Big Bang.
Yeah. Pete, we've talked about a lot of things in the time I've been with you, and we've had a bit of a time situation. This is going to be the easiest answer to your question, and you're going to think I'm horrible when I say nothing.
Oh.
We can't answer it.
Right.
It's unanswerable. Look, let me just digress a little bit. I will go on with it. But Hawking was asked the same question. What came before the Big Bang? He said there really is anything that came before the Big Bang. Look, you've got to remember, the Big Bang is a moment in time, Pete, not a point in space. It's when something happened. And Hawking said before the Big Bang, everything is unmeasurable. Hawking called that the no-boundary proposal, and most astronomers and physicists agree today. The universe, to us, represents everything we know. When you say the universe, it's everything that we can experience, see, measure, and talk about. It doesn't have an end to it. Human beings don't like that. We're not built that way. Mm. We're curious. We want an answer to it. You might as well say, where was I before I was born? This is the problem we've got. We can only see what we can see. Now, cosmology, astronomy, any science is based on observation, and then there comes deduction, and from that you produce a theory. Then it's up to the engineers to test that theory. This cannot be done. No matter where you go in the universe, any point you want to choose, you will always measure you being at the middle. Isn't that strange? This is just one of those quirky things about astronomy that may never, ever be able to be answered correctly to you. So I'm not trying to hedge your answer there. There's no answer to it. But, oh, it's a damn good question.
Well, it's a surprising answer in many ways, but I guess it probably shouldn't be anything other than that, because there is no way of knowing before time, I guess, and space and matter actually existed. And one of the things a lot of people don't know about, Dave, we've spoken about this before, is, of course, the universe is expanding, which means that moment in time, the Big Bang, is actually going further and further away, and one day we'll never be able to look at it or find out more about it.
Well, how can you measure something that's continually expanding?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just draw a longer. We've drawn a long bow. Let's draw a longer bow. Let's understand that the universe does have a finite end to it, a finish. It would seem that this could happen quite easily. And the reason I say quite easily is that it's running out of pump. I mean, it's got to expand. It's expanding itself at an increasingly higher rate. It's moving faster and faster. The furthest things we can see, Pete, are moving the quickest, close to the speed of light.
Mm.
There are things out there beyond that barrier that we can't see. We think the universe is a diameter of about 93 billion light years, and it contains over 2 trillion galaxies. But that could be only 1.00 God knows how many to the decimal point galaxies that are really out there. We just don't know.
Mm.
But we do know that the universe may contract at some stage. If it does contract under its own gravitational ripple, it'll come back into a big crunch, then whammo, the whole thing will start all over again. So the answer to the question, what came before the Big Bang, could quite well be a big crunch.
A big crunch, okay. Very interesting, very interesting. I was hoping for a little bit more, but I understand that there is no answer to the question, but it's always great to catch up with you, David. DavidRedicky.com is the website, mate. Let's chat in a fortnight.
Thanks, Peter.
Cheers.